Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 10. Livundeka kanje, the wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he reverenced the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slave." Verse 2, Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Verse 3, Elisha said, "Go round and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into the jars, and as each is filled, put it on the other side." She left him and afterwards shut the door behind and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is no jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. Then she went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." One day, Elisha went to Shunan, and as a well-to-do was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on top of the roof and put it, the bed, the table, the chair, and the lamp." Silibonge uzulu kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, reading this story, I believe uNkulunkulu is challenging each one of us, despite our status or despite our background, so that sikwazi ukwenza introspection, to be able, after we've done the introspection, ukuthi sichuze, ukuthi siwela kweliphi isayithi between the two women. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu saw it fitting ukuthi abhale le verse ngabafazi ababili and abane character ehlukene bobabili. Number one, uma sibheka impilo yabo ibihlukene at all, kodwa masibheka number one ukuthi one was rich and other one was poor. One was independent and the other one was dependent. One had two sons and the other one had no son. Ithingi mangithe kuseni kwanamhlanje. The Bible kulo Shunammite woman, it doesn't say she had no children, but the Bible say she had no son. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi bekubaluleke kakhulu nakithi kubalulekile uma unomntwana omfana ngoba uyazi ukuthi ingcebo onayo uzokwazi ukuyishiya kubo. Manje ke sibona ukuthi omunye ebenamadoda namabili yena engena ndodana, and the other one had a husband, and the other one was a widow, and the other one was lived in the west or north of Israel, and the other one wayehlala in the north, omnye ehlala at the west. Where else, what was a common ground between these two women is that they lived in the same time when Elisha was a prophet kwa Israel ngaleso sikhathi, and both of them bebemazi Elisha. Now, furthermore, let us look at the young generation of those days. Of those days, ngaleso sikhathi bebephila kuso. Siyathola ukuthi the story of a slave girl, eya advisor uNamane, ngaleso sikhathi kwakuyisikhathi sika Elisha. And that slave girl, eya advisor uNamane, was from the north of Israel. And sibheke another story again, sibona ukuthi she was from the north of Israel, not necessarily ukuthi she was from the village of Shunammite woman, but it was a neighboring country. And again, the story we read in 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 23, is tell about the boys who jeered and mocked Elisha. And the Bible tells us, Uguti, there were 40 of them who mauled by the bear. They came from the area, La Iwido, where I puma corner. Long Tombazano advertise, why advisor Unaman, why a puma la the Shunamite woman a puma corner, go area corner. Lo, Lababa Fana Baba Telelu Elisha, Bonababe Puma, Gule area, Ego Kalangayo, the widow woman. Manje ke kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi sizithole lapho ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu uma ebone kukuhle ukuthi abhale same chapter ngabafazi ababili abafazi ababezana noElisha abake bahlangana naye naye akahlangana nabo and sibheke neyouth eyayiphila ngaleso sikhathi kuleli site ye widow nakuyisite lalo eShunammite woman. Manje, tackle a message here to E.T. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Going further, I would like to elaborate by looking at the environment yabo babili, the Shunammite woman and the widow. When we look at the environment, bebe pila guyo, ne background abebe pila guyo, uguti siyazi guti nathi namhlanje, kunalento ukuthi i-background ophila kuyo can affect you or it can influence you. Manje ke ekuseni kwanamhlanje ke sibheka even the character ne behavior yaba ye background yala bantwana babephila ngaleso sikhathi nalowo mama babephila ngaleso sikhathi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba sithi i-tackle message yethu is the choice is yours. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu babekile laba bafazi uvumile ukuthi babe secha ku chapter A1 babe abafazi abahlukile ukuze thina sizibheke sifunde ukuthi thina singawela kweliphi isayithi uNkulunkulu ekhona njengoba u-Elisha siyathola ukuthi was a type of Jesus. Manje nathi namhlanje singabazalwana abahlukile kodwa the common ground yethu ukuba noJesu. Manje lana the Shunammite village was a small village in the north in the area of Jezreel. Angithi siyakhumbula indaba kaJezreel in the Bible. It's connected to Ahab no Naboth. Neveniat ka Naboth. And the area that dominated, your area, it was dominated by the Asherah and all the false prophets Gapali in the north. And the widow in the west side of the country, Sibonuguti, that place was grooming, Elisha was grooming young prophets, and it resulted to be a spiritual booming, meaning that healthy the area ebehlalakuyo rather than the area yehlalakuyo this Shunammite woman. Ngani ngoba in her area lo, the widow, bekunaba prophet abayang, abakhuliswa uElisha ngezinto zikaNkulunkulu. Hence we read in chapter 6 verse 1 of the book of 2 Kings that these prophets who were under Elisha's school of prophet suggested to him that the place where they meet Elisha, it needs to be extended ngani ngoba bayanda. Manje lokhu sitshela ukuthi that place was spiritually healthy ebephinda under yona. Even the husband oga the widow siyazi ukuthi he was one of the scholars ezas under uElisha. Manje, what do we observe again between the two women is that although a Shunammite woman was materially rich, the area where she lived, it was spiritually poor. But all in all, kuye immaterialism, ibingekho important, she chose to pursue and to be hungry for God, the presence is gankulunkulu. Ngani ngoba, he made up her mind to sit down with her husband and get a permission that Elisha should be their guest every time when eya kuleyo area leyo, makwenzeke ukuthi bambizele ukuthi babe naye. So ebefuna i-presence zikaNkulunkulu although ebenakho konke lokho akumenelisanga wayefuna ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu. Manje this verse is in the Bible say wealth and riches have caused others to be short-sighted. Elithi wealth and riches has caused others to be short-sighted. But umasi pega Shunammite woman, it was the opposite. Ngani ngoba, ingcebo yakhe, yayingamenzanga ukuthi angabi namehlo okubona. Ngoba waba ne-discernment spirit, sokubona ukuthi u-Elisha akafani nalamaprofetha akugcwele la kaBhali, akafani nalamaprofetha khona kwa-Elisha. Waze wathi kumyeni wakhe, le ndoda edlula lanjalo, ngiyayibona ukuthi is the holy man of God. Manje-ke ekuseni kwanamhlanje, sisakhuluma ngalokhu. Athi the holy man kaNkulunkulu. Sithola ukuthi ezwini kaNkulunkulu, uma kukhulunywa ngeholy, it's not only ubungcwele, but it means it's to be separated. Hence the Bible says, be holy because I'm holy. Not only ebungcweleni, but to be separated. Yilento ku-Exodus 33, verse 16, Moses acela uNkulunkulu. What Moses kuNkulunkulu, what else will distinguish me and your people from the other people? Ngoba bangcwele sibizelwe ukuthi sehluke kwabanye abantu. Sehluke kwabanye abantu. Umuntu uma ke kubheka abone ukuthi there's something ngalo muntu engajwayelekanga kwabanye omama or engajwayelekanga kulo mphakathi. Ngani? Ngoba you are being separated. Manje esikhathini sanamhlanje, we want to mingle nazo zonke izinto, kanti izwi kaNkulunkulu lisibizele ukuthi be holy because I'm holy. Manje naye u-Elisha wabonakala ehlukile kulaba baprofethi. Naye eShunammite woman wabonakala noma enengcebo yakhe, ingcebo yakhe azange ikwazi ukumvala amehlo. Ingcebo yakhe yamenza ukuthi amfune uNkulunkulu, amseche uNkulunkulu. Manje this is what we are called to be. We are called to be holy. We are called to be separated. Manje the practical, kune practical holiness and kune presentation, the presentation holiness. Uma sifunda i 2 Corinthians 6 ku verse 16 to 18, ithi therefore come out from them and separate, touch not unclean things and I will receive you. Siyabizelwa ukuthi masingafani njengoba lithi therefore come out of them and be separate. Touch not the unclean things and I will receive you. Manje ke sibona indaba ka Shunammite woman ukuthi wayebona ukuthi lo ongu-Elisha akafani nabo. And this Shunammite woman, njengoba sisho ukuthi kuye yonke into ebenayo kodwa ebemfuna uNkulunkulu. Ngoba namhlanje esikhathini esiningi sithi masinezinto zisenze ukuthi sibe blind, singabe samfuna uThixo. Siyezwa ukuthi khona abantu esizwa namhlanje ukuthi ama-billionaire, mara mabekhula bebe-leader kwini ko-SCM, be-leader ku-youth ey'kolweni, kodwa ithe mabekhula baba nengcebo yaqala ingcebo yaba blinder, abasakhona ukumbona uNkulunkulu. Sizwa nje ngabo namhlanje bala phezulu ku-government. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Furthermore, ku-Luke chapter 12 verse 26, uJesu mentioned that what Jesus Christ, there are people who store riches for themselves and neglect the needs of others. Mawifunda lapha ku Luke 12:21, la uJesu athi kunabantu abazo store the riches for themselves and neglect the needs of others. But this Shunammite woman, instead of yena, she shared ama riches akhe, wahamba waya kumyeni wakhe eyo suggest ukuthi inkosi, my husband masi accommodate lo muntu simakhele. Manje this is what Paul instructed uTimothy. Athi kuye kuTimothy, you should command those who are rich in the present world not to put their hope in wealth which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje yiloko esikubonayo nezwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kumaHubo 49 kuverse verse 6 no 8 and 9 kumahubo 49 lithi leli lizwi ku verse 6 wakhona masilfunda uDavide wathi those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches bese lithi lapha ku verse 8 and 9 wakhona 18 and 19 wakhona he will join the generation of his father who will never see the light of life. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beast that perishes.
UNkulunkulu bangcwele uyasipha ingcebo kodwa ingcebo yethu akafuni ukuthi singamazi uNkulunkulu nokuthi ingcebo yakhe ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi we are blessed to be a blessing. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukusenza a channel of blessing kubantu bakhe. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sisabheke lento nakuba Ecclesiastes ku chapter 3 ku verse 13 uthi Solomon when we eat and drink and find satisfaction from in all our toil this is a gift from God. Manje yonke into uma sinayo let us not forget ukuthi uNkulunkulu usiphe a gift ukuthi sikwazi ukuenjoya but manje masingavaleka amehlo manje ekseni kwanamhlanje this is what the Schumann white woman ayenza ne family yakhe an experience they would share everything manje uma sifunda ku verse 10 wakhona yena ne husband yakhe lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu they started building a small room on top of the roof for Elisha and his servant. Manje, this was also a gospel that she preached to us. Nanamhlanje bangcwele. Lokho akwenza ngaleso sikhathi. Let me tell you, this is the gospel I preachele thina even now. Sizobona ukuthi sisho ngisho ukuthini uma ngisho njalo. Siyakhumbula noJesu Kristo kukhona lama ke khuluma ngalomfazi owagcoba uJesu ngeoyili wathatha inwele zakhe. Wathi uJesu Kristo lento ayenzayo yigospel ezokwaziwa from generation to generation. Nale eyenziwa ishunamite woman. UNkulunkulu usiprichela this woman usiprichela igospel. Manje uma sibheka bangcwele ukuthi iroof le akhela indlu akhela iroom yenceku kaNkulunkulu iminishani iroof we know ukuthi it's a covering. We are covered under a protection kaNkulunkulu. So wambeka phezulu knowing that usimbolizer uNkulunkulu and she wanted a covering kaNkulunkulu emzini wakhe yiko lokho amakhele ngaphezulu siyakhumbula ukuthi even nangesikhathi bangcwele uPetro ezothunywa uThixo ukuthi ayoshumayela kuCornelius lithi waye phezulu kweroof ekhuleka kwehla that ndwangu eyayiphethe into uNkulunkulu ezomnikeza imessage manje kwakubalulekile ukuthi azi ukuthi kufanele ambekele kuphi ukuze athole icovering kaNkulunkulu manje okwesibili uma sibheka umbhede it's a symbol of rest angithi uma sibheka masisembhedeni we are resting and manje this woman waye symbolizer ngoba uma kusi kuJesu Kristo bangcwele uyasibiza uthi uJesu come unto me and have rest so she was speaking about irest ukuthi one day uJesu Kristo he will give us this rest and at the same time uma sibheka bangcwele embekele itafule siyazi ukuthi uma uhlele etafuleni it means a fellowship and we know ukuthi it symbolizes a fellowship and at the same time uJesu Kristo ku Revelation 3 ku verse 20 uJesu Kristo lapho bangcwele upromise that we are invited in our life uthi he will eat with us and uma simbiza angena empilweni zethu ahlala kithi manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sibona futhi ubeke itafule lithi kaNkulunkulu ubeke itafule fellowship wabeka nesitulo isitulo that is where silinda khona silinda ngokuhlala esitulweni manje lapho wayishumayela nevangeli bangcwele ukuthi sizolinda uJesu Kristo njengoba namanje simlindile ukubuya kukaJesu and izikaNkulunkulu lithi he who waits upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not weary. We need to wait upon the Lord. Nasemikhulekweni yethu, we need to wait upon the Lord. Nakuma promises kaNkulunkulu, we need to wait upon the Lord. Izwi likaNkulunkulu ku Isaiah 64 verse 4 lithi, God acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Again, chapter 30, verse 18. U Isaiah, uti, blessed are those who wait for him. Today, I would like to say to those who are waiting, know that you are blessed. Ngani ngoba umlindile uNkulunkulu. Keep on waiting, and the season will come. Furthermore, uma sibheka indodana eshina mighty woman, uma iseyifile, she never panicked bangcwele. And she never spoke negative. In fact, wathi umake buzo myeni wakhe wathi all is well. Nathi kufanele ukuthi noma isimo ngathi sesifile seyabheda. Uthi mawusibheka ngoba lo mntana wayehleli kwilap yakhe. Isimo sesihleli la kwilap yakho kubonakala ukuthi siyabheda. Never ever utter a negative lento report yokuthi ayuyabheda ngani even no Abraham uma eyonikela ngomntanakhe uAbraham was very positive azange abe negative ukuthi akhale kuNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyabheka ukuthi manje although the widow lived in a place of spiritual abundance, having a husband who was trained under Elisha, the widow now, says Kuluma Ngayo, Uguti, she lived a life of spiritual and material poverty. That widow lived a life of material and spiritual poverty. Although bege pila eskatini lao Elisha yonkinto around yena. And at the same time, siyambona ukuthi bekungamkhonzi uNkulunkulu lo muntu. Yilabo mama abangafuni kuyenkonzweni. Abathumela abayeni babo. Abangafuni kuyenkonzweni. Ngoba uma e-approacha u-Elisha, siyamthola ukuthi ngandlela statement sakhe. Uthi laphayana ku-verse 4 wakhona, ku-chapter 4 ku-verse. Uthi lapha, your servant, my husband, you know that he revered the Lord. Manje siyabona kwakuleso statement ukuthi she never said we revered the Lord but uthi your husband my husband your servant wayemsaba uNkulunkulu yena akasifaki kuleyonto manje this was a type of a woman who was like Job's wife siyakhumbula istatement sikamfazi kaJob uma iapproach indoda yakhe sekunzima uthi kuye kuJob umfazi wakhe are you holding to your integrity curse this God and die bakhona bomama banjalo bangcwele abo baba uthola ukuthi bathanda uNkulunkulu benza izinto zikaThixo kodwa bona bamelane nento yakhona manje naye lo the widow bekumama selfish bekumama oyivila bekumama futhi ongafuni noNkulunkulu the manje this widow we can liken her to Lot's wife again Uma uLot, the Bible tells us, uma uNkulunkulu eba ethi kubo, mabesuke kule ndawo, babalekele kwenye indawo. Siyathola ukuthi yena, the Lot's wife, into ayenza ukuthi abheke emuva. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi uNkulunkulu uvumile ukuthi manje labo mama babili sikhona ukufunda ngabo. Khona kule chapter esifundile ukuthi there was this woman owomshunamite onakho konke kodwa konke lokhu anako azange kumenelise wayefuna uNkulunkulu hence our topic says it's your choice God can place something in front of you the other one will see it but the other one will not see it and who to blame Sing angam blame uNkulunkulu lo Shunamite this widow ngeke ngoba konke bekukuye kodwa azange akufune waze wabona ukuthi ahambe ayoba ibhega yokuthi ayofuna uElisha ukuthi amenzele something noma seke menzele uma ioil ibhodlela phela akahambe ofuna amanye yibo abenza ukuthi i-oil ingasaqhubeki i-oil kaNkulunkulu beyizoqhubeka uNkulunkulu ekuseni namhlanje mama nami nginombuzo kimi ukuthi what is my choice between the two women? Now, ekuseni kanamhlanje, umoya ongcwele uyabuza ukuthi are you a woman who's dependent to the husband, or are you a woman or independent, okwazi ukusizana nobaba wakho, okwazi ukwenza izinto ezifanelekile? May God richly bless us this morning. Ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.